Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 18th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Astronomy Breakthrough, Wikipedia, AI Data, OpenAI Flex Processing, AI Safety Fund. AI Astronomy Breakthrough. An 18-year-old named Mateo Paz has developed an AI algorithm that discovered 1.5 million new celestial objects in NASA data. Collaborating with the Caltech Institute, he used previously underexplored data from the NEOWISE telescope. His algorithm is capable of identifying variable celestial objects, such as supernovae and binary star systems, marking a significant achievement for AI in astronomy. This accomplishment earned Paz the Regeneron Science Talent Search 2025 award, and he intends to make the VARWISE catalog publicly available. Wikipedia AI Data. Wikipedia is implementing a strategy to redirect AI developers from indiscriminately scraping its platform. In collaboration with Kaggle, a data science community platform under Google, the Wikimedia Foundation has introduced a beta dataset featuring structured Wikipedia content in both English and French. This dataset, tailored for machine learning workflows, ensures easy access to machine-readable information for tasks like modeling and analysis. It includes research summaries, short descriptions, image links, and infobox data, but excludes references and audio files. By offering well-structured JSON content, Wikimedia aims to alleviate the strain on its servers caused by AI bots and enhance data accessibility for smaller enterprises and independent researchers. OpenAI Flex Processing. OpenAI is introducing Flex Processing, a new API option designed to lower AI model usage costs while accepting slower response times and potential resource unavailability. Targeted at tasks like model evaluation and data enrichment, Flex Processing is available for OpenAI's recent O3 and O4 mini reasoning models. It effectively halves API costs, offering O3 Flex at $5 per million input tokens and $20 per million output tokens compared to standard pricing. Meanwhile, O4 Mini Flex reduces costs to 55 cents per million input tokens and $2.20 per million output tokens. This move aligns with the rising costs of frontier AI as competitors like Google unveil budget-friendly models like Gemini 2.5 Flash. Access to these offerings requires completing ID verification, a step OpenAI says prevents misuse. AI Safety Fund. Jeff Ralston, a notable figure in the startup ecosystem due to his tenure at Y Combinator, has announced his return to investing with the creation of the Safe Artificial Intelligence Fund, abbreviated as SAIF. This fund is focused on supporting startups that prioritize AI safety, security, and responsible use. Ralston is planning to make investments of $100,000 using the SAFE method, a pre-seed investment strategy that allows for pricing at a later stage. His focus is on startups that aim to enhance AI safety measures, such as clarifying AI decision-making processes and benchmarking AI safety, as well as functional AI tools with safety in mind. The size of the fund, the number of startups to be supported, and the identity of his backers remain undisclosed. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.